9 o'clock, let's convene the order.
It'd be greater if it was at night when they were all lighted, wouldn't it? Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be, I took that one for, that's going to be.
Michaels?
Yeah, Chris, we call the meeting order.
Halloween, I mean Valentine's Day.
Mitchell?
Here.
Store?
Here.
Summers?
Here.
Weibel?
Present.
Clemens? McGuire?
Here.
Cohort?
Present. Okay, need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any comments, any changes, anything? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approval of the minutes for September 8, 2017.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
I'm sorry, who is the second? He made the motion, I didn't hear a second.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I'm going to second.
Okay, no public participation? Any communication from the committee? Okay, seeing we're going to go into the county. Township and motor fuel tax claim for September and October 2017.
Whose phone is ringing? Or vibrating?
What?
His phone was vibrating.
Not mine.
Not mine. Just in case.
Need a motion to set this on file?
Yes.
I'll do that.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, now for the county engineer's report.
We have two culverts that are being requested by the townships. And we've done a study on them and realized that because of the size, that the existing size, and because of we've known water running across the road during certain storms, that we need to replace them. So that's what the one for Newcomb and one for Compromise Township. Locations and maps are inside. So.
What's going to be $9,000?
The culvert size, yeah, this is a decent sized culvert. This is it. I usually do three or four estimates from about three or four different companies, and this is the lowest one. I mean, the other three were higher.
What kind of culvert is it?
A concrete box culvert.
Concrete box?
Yeah. Usually, they're 8 to 10 inch wall thicknesses, and probably about 2 to 3 tons in each 6 foot section. So they're a pretty good size culvert.
And they're just actually money to pay for the culvert. They'll install
themselves. Okay. The one that funds is set up that way.
I move Township 1716044-00.
Okay,
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
I move petition 1706-04500 on Bridge Fund Compromise Township.
I'll second.
Moved in second. Open for discussion. Seeing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay. This is the resolution appropriating economy motor fuel tax fund for county road maintenance, and it's listed on the page here. It's what we're used, what it's used for. General maintenance includes signs and materials for potholes and cracks, and we also do a sealant for the road. And then there's also stuff for, you know, aggregate replacement when there's, where it's needed.
I move to approve.
Second.
Mr. Cooper?
Yes, sir.
If you say you want to spend more materials on cold mix and less on aggregate, are you able to do that readily?
Yeah, that's not.
These are not set in stone?
No.
It's just estimates?
I mean, it all depends on, you know, what.
What you need.
Yeah.
But those are just estimates?
These are all estimates, yes, sir. Including the salt, too.
Salt as well.
Yeah.
I've not been on the committee that long. What's the price difference basically been in the price per ton for salt? Has it gone up much since last year?
We've actually.
Stayed flat?
We've actually done, this year and last year we did okay because we had the state approved price. Before then, the state only allowed so many counties to use
their
price, and we had to go out and get our own, which we went up quite a bit. But once we got back to where that we've got the state bid, we're fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Good. Chris?
Thank you. Could I ask, what is the boiler slag used for, please?
Well, it's a surface coating that we use. We add the oil to the road, then we put that fine water slag over the top of it. It gives the appearance of filling cracks and also a little smoother ride. And it basically aesthetic, makes it look a little better till we actually get a chance to really, you know, get out there and work on the road. But majority of the time, this actually helps the endurance of the road overall, too, because we wait till just before it starts to oxidize a little bit. You can't let it go too far, or else it won't even, the slag you use doesn't really help a lot. But this, if you catch it just right, which we're doing, it just extends the life of the road itself. So.
Okay. In Urbana, Chris, that's referred to as paving.
It's a thin layer of paving, but it works. It's not for 10 years or 5 years. It's good for 2 or 3 years easily, and it works out. So, yes, sir.
Is that from coal burning
boilers? Where's it from?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We have been getting it from North Peoria, was it?
Oh, I'm not over that.
I think it was getting it from Peoria at one time. And
so it is actually residue from burning coal?
Yeah.
So
well, it was coal and. I mean, some of it was just like a steel slag, too, now.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think U of I has a bunch of. We were trying to get some of theirs, but we're not sure.
I mean, you know, mine actually was up in Wisconsin. We used to call it clinkers. And it was the residue from burning coal.
It has
that. They would use it for, instead of sand or salt, they'd use it in.
Yeah, in the mix, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
In my youth, I had the same experience.
Is that similar, do you think?
It's similar, except that it doesn't have as many the little needles in it, because a lot of people are getting. We're getting flat tires from that stuff that had too many of those.
So they've
we cleaned it up a lot.
Great.
We cleaned up a lot.
Grinded or sieve or something like that.
Yeah.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, we got a resolution appropriating county motor fuel tax fund for the salary and estimated expenses of the county engineer for January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2018.
We table this till next year. No.
you should all have an update too.
Yeah, there was a dollar amount.
There was a dollar amount there that was incorrect.
Exchanged.
Okay.
Well, he's not here, so let's cut it.
It's actually less. The correction is less. So I pointed that out to him. So it's actually
by 50%.
No. Not by much, but it is less. The one that actually has the 168,000 in there. Is the correct.
Now, everybody's aware that, I understand the salary thing, but everybody's aware that we've received probably, I don't know, a lot more appropriated money for projects since Jeff's been here, based on him going after projects, going after money that he's aware of. And we've got a guardrail, there was a guardrail thing out there that we went in and were able to get, I think, over $1 million to replace all the bad guardrail in the county. There was a sign inventory where we replaced every sign in the county. I mean, this stuff is not available for it. It's out there, but you have to know who to talk to and what to go to. And this is just one or two of maybe 20, 30 different things he's done. So I'm just saying that, you know, I enjoy working for him. And there's, you know, when we're short of money, it's not because he hasn't tried to get it.
And let's not forget that we were given the two cities well over $1 million a year, and we couldn't hardly take care of the, our own roads out in the county because we were spending a lot of money here in the city on all the fringe road projects. And when Jeff came in, we asked him to see what we could do so that the city wouldn't break the county motor fuel taxes. And that he did just that. He came up with a formula. Well, we spent $1 million on both cities, which stood up millions of dollars. So he did a lot. And plus, the county just pays half of his salary. So the half come from the state.
Well, and particularly, just for my limited time on this committee, it seems that since Champaign County has relatively good funding compared to some of our adjacent counties, mm-hmm. Jeff has been able to go in where they have not had the dollars to be able to get some grants. He's been able to step in and apply for and receive those. That's where I think a lot of what Mr. Cooper was talking about has come from.
We've got awards for excellency on our highways here in Champaign County, so that's good. So,
I want to add a resolve that we need biscuits and gravy instead of donuts.
if we can get a grant for it, I'll be fine with that.
But tell me, if you can get a grant for it, that'd be good.
Maybe some bacon.
I'll relay that.
Has anybody moved this yet? Have you had a
motion? No, but we have not.
I'll move the resolution appropriating
second.
Motor fuel taxes for the salary and estimated expenses county engineer for next year.
Okay, it's been moved and second. Open for discussion. Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, now, I don't know what he had down here for this December meeting. Did he?
Well, the only thing we've got is possibly a rock landing, and he wasn't sure what you guys really needed to meet in December or not for that.
What's the item?
December
A rock landing, which is just an aggregate for the townships.
I'd probably go to the county board.
Yeah.
Directly.
Mm-hmm.
Just one item. December meetings tend to be fairly short anyway.
He didn't think there'd be need for a December meeting just with that one item. So.
Well, if Mr. Cooper does, it'll definitely be short.
Good. Got a pillar on the 10 this morning. Okay, any ideas, Patsy?
Are you through with that discussion on December?
No.
Sorry.
No. Are we gonna make a motion not to have a December meeting? Is that the suggestion?
I don't know. When I talked to Jeff, he didn't mention it.
Well, we can make a motion that we're in favor of canceling it, leaving him the last call up to him. Okay. I'd move that we move that the Highway Commissioner or Highway Jeff Blue, Highway Engineer,
Commissioner,
Kansas meeting, unless there's some important business has to be taken care of.
Okay, sounds good.
Next meeting,
second.
Okay, any discussion on this? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, there's no chair report.
Can I ask a question?
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. I think these are directed to Mr. Cooper. I have two questions.
Yes, ma'am.
One is, can you review for us what the state has how the state, the pattern of state funding has been to help us here in the county. Have we been getting the money easily in full amounts? And then the second is, you mentioned replacement of signs out on the county roads. If this has already been done, my question is moot. If you're in the process, my question is not moot. And that is, when new signs are chosen, are you considering enlarging, choosing larger fonts on those signs and the placement of them in relationship to queuing for the driver of what's coming up?
Well, let me talk about the second one first. Has been done, and with the new MUTCD manual, fonts have changed, sizes have changed. I don't know if you've noticed out there on our road that the old signs that used to tell you where you're going as far as so many miles to someplace used to be about yay big. Now they're like 6 foot long. I mean, we've gone with the new size signs, and almost every sign that we've replaced has been the new UTCD manual recommendation. So those signs are all font size change, sign itself size has changed and whatnot, and the reflectivity of them has changed. All that stuff has been taken into consideration. So.
And the placement of the signs in relationship to the queuing, because there's so many accidents out at the intersections in the county, is the reason for my question.
Well, we're still just going by what the recommended locations for those are in the book. The book says you're so far back from each intersection, and I would assume that if there's a majority, if there are a lot more accidents than there are, there's probably something else that can be done. But right now, we're just following the recommendations of the book. And Jeff is actually on the sign inventory manual committee, so I mean he's keeping us up on that.
Well, then.
Can I comment about that?
Yeah, but can I finish?
Well, it addresses the issue you're discussing.
Right, but I want to finish. Now that I know Jeff is on this committee, I really encourage him to be looking at the research that has been done out there as we're aging populations. It may say X in the book, but the research is ahead of the book, and it really needs to, if he has influence on this committee, that they do that, because the research shows that signs are not keeping up with the changing aging population as to size and to placement. And it's a long cycle before even if you started today, it's a long cycle before you can get them all replaced. So the sooner we start, and by that cycle time, the population is that much older. And there's a terrific study that was done in Canada on this. And it really is a point, even though we're just a county, you know, it's not the state, it's very significant that we start looking at it. And I don't know, are we tied to doing things by the book, or
well,
can we
you,
do things?
If you want to receive the funding from the state, you will
tied.
Follow. Yes,
okay.
You are.
I got it. All right.
And the other, I'm sorry, but the first thing you were telling?
The first thing is that there are so many problems with state monies. Mm-hmm. I'm asking if we are having any issues receiving those, or highway just...
Michelle could tell you that. She handles most of that.
I don't handle the MFT. If you're talking about MFT funds, that is in a different office. But we have had no problems with the revenue coming in. I mean, I watch the budgets, so...
And the amount that should be coming in. Thank you.
Chris?
No, Jim.
No, I was just going to say that the sign, as I understand it, was a program that through RPC they went and studied all the intersections in the county, and then determined where the sign.
That's a different one. That's a stop. That's the stop sign. That's another one. That's the stop sign one we got. Just a couple of years ago, we did a full replacement of all signs.
Right.
And before we got
we replaced
all the signs in the county.
Yes. Sign, that was the discussion.
And those signs were put in based on the MUTCD at that time. You know, that may be, and I think the new one came out either right at that time or right after it. But the signs that we've been putting in as of any time recent have followed the MUTCD to the letter right now. So sizes have changed, I mean, quite a bit.
Could you explain what the acronym UTCD?
It's the manual for uniform traffic control devices.
But the book isn't always right. There's also a study out of the Northwest showing. So I understand being tied to the book because of funding, but it's a decade cycle, so.
Well, they spend quite a few years of redoing that before. I think the last one was like in the 70s or 80s, and they finally redid it, you know, for this 2016. So I mean, like, I'm just going by what the book has, and it you know, has made a bunch.
I know, but I only mentioned it because you mentioned that Jeff is on that committee, and that's very important for them to be thinking that, because it just takes so very long for it to get into the book. And even when it's in the book, the new study has come out from the Northwest, even when it's in the book and everybody's swearing by the book.
Well, like I say, based, you know, I'm looking, you wouldn't have the same science in Chicago that you have in Champaign as far as the type of traffic, so they have, you know, everything's different based on where you're at too. So everybody's getting their input in there. We don't do roundabouts. There's roundabouts in Indianapolis that'll drive you crazy. And we don't do them here. At least I haven't seen one. That's major.
Yeah, there is one out in where our Harvest Market is.
We're not trying to drive you crazy yet.
Exactly.
There's a discussion about putting them in the Curtis Road.
There was some discussion about that.
I don't know if that's going to be happen. I don't know how a combine's going to go through it. It's a rural farm area. So I think that would be an issue.
Actually, they have in all of Wisconsin, they have combines up there too. Yeah, they'll start putting Wisconsin down. They make them double wides or have the curves very low. That's not an issue, I don't think.
Yeah, they're all over Indiana.
Indiana's doing it too. They certainly have combines.
There's going to be situations where the traffic signage is just not going to work no matter what they say. Yeah, it's just, sure. And those you have to look at individually. So yeah. I would assume that some areas we'd have to probably look at moving signs closer. Others we're probably fine with. It all depends.
You don't want to move them closer. You want to move them further back so the queuing comes earlier.
Well, yeah, that or we put double signs, which we've done before. We put double signs letting people know ahead of time that there is a sign of a certain type coming up so they can read that one. Then they actually get to the real one. They have a warning ahead of time. And we have that at intersections. We have a straight cross sign that says intersection ahead. And then when you get there, there's actually an intersection with a stop sign. So they get that warning.
Okay, Steve?
I was just going to say, I appreciate that Patsy has concerns about being forward-looking on this. Perhaps it would be best if you'd have a private conversation with Jeff and try and let him know what information you have, and maybe that would be a good approach to try and get that information out there.
I'd be happy to do that.
You looking at me?
No.
Okay, any more discussion? Okay, the designated items replaced on consent agenda.
8, 9, 10, and 11.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, anything else to come before the committee?
Do these go to the county board then for approval, or?
It's a
consent agenda.
It's a consent agenda items.
I haven't got an old agenda.
That's all right, I'll talk with somebody.
It's being a yellow ride.
Doing this allows us to move forward easily through it.
Okay.
That it's if there were issues that we didn't have a unanimous vote on, then it would we'd take it up at the county board.
And you can also pull stuff off consent agenda if you want to discuss it.
If you as an individual county board member can do that if you have some issue with it. But this is for areas there's not real any.
You can say right now, I don't want that on the agenda.
You
can do it at the beginning of the meeting of the county board, too.
Okay.
You have two chances to do it.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's good to know.
Okay. Is there anything else that the committee wants to discuss? If not, I could hear us adjourn.
Record. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very efficient.
This is the best county meeting I've been to so far.
Yes, they had it last about a half hour.